Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. We find in this week's Torah portion a very peculiar thing. We find that Jacob returns simply for some small objects. He goes back and then returns. And so, obvious question is, two things. Number one, why did Jacob do this? Seems like an important dude. What's he doing going back for a few small jugs? And number two, why does the Torah deem this important enough to tell us about it? And so the Midrash comments on this, that the righteous people cherish their possessions, which also can ask a lot of questions about. However, the Baal Shem Tov explains, when the founder of Chassidut, the Baal Shem Tov explains that whatever it is that we possess has within it sparks of holiness that is waiting for us to uplift. What does that mean? It means that there is godly potential in everything in this world, right? Everything is inherent with God's will that it should be there. The point is, we can go ahead and bring out that godly potential, ignite it from making it the spark that it is, take it to be a flame, take it to be something that radiates the light of Hashem in the world, by us doing with it what we need to do with it. And this explains why the righteous cherish what comes into their domain or what they're drawn to, because it's something that's intended for them to bring out God awareness and God clarity into this world. And it's part of the reason why they were put here and why we were all put here. And this, of course, explains why Jacob went back for some small objects, because even in the smallest of things has the will of Hashem, the light of Hashem, in the light of God in those things. And it's up to us to go ahead and to use them in the proper way in order to facilitate God clarity and God's light in this world. Have a great one. Have a great Shabbat.
Thank you for listening to the Chassidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ElieTheJew.com.